So we're going to move north to Massachusetts from New York, and today I'm going to talk about in situ field method for reducing phosphorus and surface water inputs to cranberry bogs. And due to flooding and irrigation and large water volumes used in cranberry production, this has the potential to reduce the total export from cranberry bogs. So the emphasis is going to be on reducing phosphorus and inputs, but I'm also going to discuss the potential to reduce phosphorus in surface water discharge, particularly the cranberry harvest flood. And so the motivation for this work largely derives from a 2010 TMDL established on White Island Pond due to excessive phosphorus. And this was the first TMDL ever implicating cranberry farms. And as a result, interestingly, the industry lobbied Congress for my position at ARS. So I know this TMDL very well. And White Island Pond shown, let's see if they have it, shown here, it's a 200 hectare glacial pond, kettle hole pond. It's separated into two basins. And it receives discharge from two cranberry bogs or farms. I can't use the pointer. But the bogs are located in the north part of the pond, and they're 20 hectare bogs, area bogs, and the TMDL proposed a reduction in water volumetric discharge from the bogs to 3.5 acre feet per acre, and a concentration and discharge of 0.05 milligram per liter. And this was just not feasible. Cranberry bogs use a lot of water for flooding and irrigation, and as a result, one of the bogs took a field out of production. This is a 7 hectare area field shown in the right portion of the screen, and it's used now as a holding pond. So all the water, all the drainage water from cranberry production is now recycled within the farm and no longer discharges to the pond. And this is the worst case scenario. Okay, the cranberry grower lost on average about $100,000 in cranberry sales because of this. And so we were trying to develop a way of preventing this from happening again. The state of Massachusetts is really pushing this sort of remediation effort. In a recent study, one of my colleagues, Carolyn DeMaranville at the UMass Cranberry Station, showed that a large portion of the total export of phosphorus comes from water that's added due to flooding and irrigation. And I have these results shown in this slide. These are 6 different sites, cranberry bogs in Massachusetts, and it shows the total export and the portion of that export that derives from water being inputted due to for flooding and irrigation. And you can see that for half of the sites, 1/3 of the total phosphorus export comes from water that's being transferred into the bog from local ponds and surface water for flooding. So there's the potential to reduce the overall export of phosphorus by reducing the concentration of phosphorus in the water used for flooding and irrigation. And so we developed a study to test a low cost, and low cost is important because the bigger cranberry growers can take they can build holding ponds. They have the land and the resources to build holding ponds, but the smaller growers don't. So it was important that it would be low cost, on-site, field-scale method for reducing phosphorus concentration in surface water. And like I said, the emphasis of this talk is on reducing phosphorus and inputs, surface water inputs, but there's potential application for reducing phosphorus and discharge as well. What is attractive about this is that the cranberry industry in general is uniquely adapted for these sorts of treatment methods. Okay? They have a lot of experience and infrastructure in holding and moving very large volumes of water. They also have a delivery mechanism. In the winter, cranberry growers apply sand to bogs, which serves a purpose similar to pruning. And so they use barges to apply the sand. So there's a potential to use an existing technology already used for cranberry production to apply materials to surface water. So the study consisted of 2 parts. The first part was a lab experiment. We tested the potential for reducing phosphorus concentration of several different salts. And then we chose one that showed the greatest potential for reducing phosphorus and applied it to the field. So cranberry production occurs in the southeastern section region of Massachusetts, not on Cape Cod. I think there's a lot of people think that most of the bogs are located on Cape Cod, but they're actually located in the southeastern region of the state. And the focus of this study were two irrigation ponds, one called the deep pond, one called the shallow pond. The deep pond had a depth of 3 meters and an area of 0.8 hectares. The shallow pond, and if you have very good spatial recognition skills, you'll notice that this is the holding pond. This is the bog that was taken out of production and used as a holding pond. And it had an area of about 8 hectares and an average depth of 0.3 meters. So the total volume of water stored in these ponds was roughly the same. So I just want to point out, these are irrigation ponds, but the shallow pond, it really is a flooded cranberry bog. This is exactly what you'd expect from a flooded cranberry bog based on the depth, the shape, and the size of the field. So we applied, we collected water from one of the ponds, brought it back to the lab, and applied different salts at different rates to the water to see the effectiveness of reducing phosphorus concentration. So the calcium amendments that we used, I'm just going to run through this pretty quickly because I think most of you are familiar with these amendments, were gypsum. This is used in drywall. It's a calcium sulfate material. It has a neutral pH, meaning when it dissolves in water, it doesn't increase pH significantly. It has a moderate solubility, and this is the amount of material that would dissolve per 100 grams of material added to water at roughly neutral pH and 20 degrees C. Slackline, this is used as a wastewater coagulant. Calcium hydroxide, that's the mineral formula. It's a basic material, meaning when you add it, it would increase the pH, which could be problematic for cranberries because it's an acidic wetland crop. It has a moderate solubility, similar to gypsum. Calcite, it's the primary constituent of limestone, which is used as a building material. It too raises pH, but notably it has a very weak solubility in water. We also applied two iron and aluminum amendments. We used ferric sulfate. In contrast to the calcium amendments, it would lower pH. It's used as a water coagulant. It's also recommended in cranberry production for weed infestation. So they're already actually using ferric sulfate to control weeds, which made it somewhat attractive. And finally, aluminum sulfate. This is a very popular material used for controlling P in lakes. It's actually been applied to lakes in Massachusetts. The TMDL, White Island Pond, that I talked about, they actually applied aluminum sulfate to the pond to reduce phosphorus concentration. And so this was an attractive material. There have been some studies in the 70s showing high resistance to aluminum toxicity in cranberry, which would be expected because it's a wetland plant. It grows in a low pH environment. So here are some of the results from the lab experiments. On the y-axis, you have pH, and on the x-axis is the application rate, milligrams per liter. And I have the calcium amendment shown in gray, and the iron sulfate is shown in red, and the aluminum amendment in blue. And one thing to note is that basically the trends are exactly what you'd expect. Gypsum, which is shown as a diamond, didn't really affect pH at all. The starting pH was slightly acidic, 5.9 pH for the control water. That's shown with the dashed line. pH increased in response to applications of calcite and slack lime. pH increased as much as 8 with the slack lime. And pH decreased in response to applications of ferric sulfate and aluminum sulfate. An important thing to note is that aluminum sulfate was the only material that resulted in a pH that was within the range recommended for cranberry production. So the soil pH recommended for cranberry production is 4 to 5. So that was an attractive quality of aluminum sulfate. So here are some of the results from the lab experiment showing the effect of application rate on total P concentration in water. And the control value is shown by the dashed line. So the initial concentration in the water was about 50 microgram per P per liter. And calcite and gypsum had very minor effects on phosphorus concentration. And that was primarily due to the low pH of the water and also the low solubility of some of the amendments, calcite in particular. Slack lime reduced the phosphorus concentration by roughly 30% at 50 milligrams per liter, but that would be a really large amount of slack lime to apply. The most effective materials by far were ferric sulfate and aluminum sulfate. Okay, at concentration application rates of roughly 15 milligrams per liter, total P was effectively removed from solution. And so based on these results and the results from our pH evaluation, we chose aluminum sulfate as the material to apply in the field. It lowered the pH, but the pH was still within the range recommended for cranberry production, and it was highly effective at reducing phosphorus in concentration, particularly at the lower application rates. And the process by which phosphorus was removed is primarily flocculation. Aluminum sulfate neutralizes charges, which promotes coagulation and flocculation. And the materials clump together and then settle out of solution. You can see that in this photograph. This is our control water, the blank water, and this is the water after applying 15 milligrams per liter of alum. So we took this to the field. This is the deep pond. We went out, we sampled at two different depths, 0.5 meter and 2 meter. We developed transects so that we can return to each point, the exact point, before and after application of the material. And the samples were run for total P, dissolved P, and ortho P. So this is the sand barge, and this is a really important part of the study, because one of the things we wanted to do, we wanted to develop a method that cranberry growers could do on their own. Okay, so they don't have to hire a consulting firm, they don't even have to work with me, they could do it on their own. So this was conducted by two people, me and another cranberry grower who operated the barge, and this is a custom-built barge. The cranberry grower has a fleet of 12 of these. He rents them out to other cranberry growers. And there's an 8-meter hopper, and you add you can see that's me actually. I don't know if you can tell, but you add we added granular aluminum sulfate through the hopper. We added 1,000 pounds, so 20 50-pound bags of aluminum sulfate. And here are the results. So we calculated total phosphorus load in the pond as the volume of the water multiplied by the depth-weighted mean concentration. And so the left bar, so there's two graphs here. One is for the deep pond on the left, the shallow pond on the right. And the two bars are the pre-treatment, so this is the control value, and this is the post-treatment load, P load in the pond. And you can see that particulate P represented the majority fraction of phosphorus in these ponds. We actually observed the small algal bloom during the experiment, so we think that might have been a source of the particulate P. But in general, it was highly effective at aluminum sulfate was highly effective at reducing phosphorus load in the pond water. It ranged from 80 to 90% removal. And an important point to note is that the remaining phosphorus load in the pond was 0.5 kilogram P. And you know that was a very effective way of reducing the phosphorus concentration in the water. So I'm just going to wrap up with a few conclusions. One, it worked. Aluminum sulfate was a very highly effective material for reducing phosphorus concentration in surface water of bogs. The method that we developed could be applied by a range of different types of cranberry growers, large to small cranberry growers. It was able to reduce the phosphorus concentration, the 7 to 16 micrograms per liter. I just want to mention that's below the TMDL recommended level of 50 micrograms per liter. So this was effective of reducing phosphorus concentrations below the recommended TMDL level of 50 micrograms per liter. We treated 8 million gallons of water. Roughly 30,000 cubic meters of water was in the ponds at a cost of about $1,000, and that included materials for the aluminum sulfate and one day rental of the sand barge. So this is something that most cranberry growers could use to reduce phosphorus. Possible application of the harvest flood. Like I talked previously about, the shallow pond mimicked the depth, shape, and size of a cranberry bog. So We're hoping to explore the possibility of applying this to a harvest flood. The only potential drawback is reduction in available P, which is something we're exploring. And also, there's a possibility to apply it to retired cranberry bogs. This is something that's becoming more of an issue in Massachusetts. A lot of bogs are going out of production, and the state of Massachusetts is very interested in developing ways of managing phosphorus from these retired bogs. Finally, I'd like to acknowledge funding from the EPA, some technical assistance from my staff, and if there's time, I'll take any questions.